Good morning. Wait, call the order. First order of business, organizational discussion. At this time, I would like to publicly thank the judge's office for nominating me for chair. But as a lot of you know, I have a very volatile schedule and all over the place, all the time. So I would defer that, and I would take nominations for someone else.
Mr. Chair, you can't be the chairman?
Well, it's more time consuming. Even in the past, there have been several times that I've had to miss, and I think it would be a good idea for me to be the chairman and be absent several times like I had in the past. And I know it's a very time consuming undertaking. So yes.
Turn.
Throw your curveball.
Right off the bat. Can we nominate somebody?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Reluctantly accepting your decline in the chairmanship, I'd like to nominate Mary Coates, Justice Coates, to be the new chairwoman.
Okay.
Second.
I don't have any discussion about that. Ms. Coates, or Justice Coates, do you have anything you might say? Or?
I'm
going
to need a lesson on that too. But.
Well, you're in a very enviable position to have rock star access to the former chair, longtime chair of Budget Finance. Rock star access. Yes. So I understand. All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Congratulations.
Well done.
Or condolences. Go ahead.
Am I going to take it from here?
Sure, go ahead.
So that concludes our organizational discussion. I guess we will go ahead and see if there's any special reports. Okay, any old business? All right, new business. Proposed resolution, OEM Mutual Aid. Resolution 2302. Is there a motion?
Make a motion to look at this resolution.
Second.
So we do not need to read this card?
You don't need to read it, but you need to ask someone to go in.
So we kind of explain our mutual aid agreements that we have. As y'all are familiar, we have disasters. We have floods, we have tornadoes, we have oil spills, we have dump fires. Mayflower recently, we have Big City dump fire. And when we have those declared disasters, we're eligible for reimbursement. Okay? Having these mutual aid agreements in place allows us, our office, allows the county judge's office to reach out to our surrounding partners, other surrounding counties to request resources. Like, for example, in 2014, we had a huge debris haul. We had people from Lono, people from other counties come over with their dump trucks. This allows them to be able to come assist us, for us to be able to go assist them, but then also to get a declared disaster, and there's money available to seek reimbursement for overtime or equipment used. We can do that because we have those mutual aid agreements. It would be the same with the sheriff's office. If it's an incident that requires law enforcement, they can do that on their own. These mutual aid agreements will also allow them to be able to reach out to those other partners. And it's a good practice to do. Other counties do it. We've done it every year as long as I've been here. So
it is something that has to be redone every single year?
We don't have to redo it every year. Once we do a mutual aid agreement, from my understanding from past county attorneys, it's in place unless something changes. This year we had a new change in the county judge, so we're updating it because we have a new judge.
Is the same counties involved now that have been in the past, or are we adding any? Or
no, it's the same.
Same counties.
We generally do the surrounding counties, but we're also part of a statewide emergency management plan. So we can actually go under that statewide mutual aid agreement that's down on the state. But yes, they're the same.
Does the committee have any additional questions? Any other JPs? Any questions? Public questions, comments?
Sounds like a win-win.
All right, go ahead and have a motion to vote. All in favor?
Yeah.
All right. Any opposed? Any announcements? Anybody like to
make a motion to adjourn?